This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma will inaugurate six-lane Pulcho Gongdrang Road in Bharatpur of Chitwan. Head of government calls for common understanding on development issues. National Examination Board dismisses rumours of Grade 12 exam postponement. Home Minister Ms. Lekha warns of stringent action against anyone involved in anti-constitutional activities. And U.S. strikes an oil terminal on Yemen's Red Sea coast controlled by Houthi kill at least 58 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called on all to have a common understanding regarding the country's development. Inaugurating the 6th lane Pulcho Gongdrang Road in Chitwan today, Prime Minister Oli sought the contribution from all quarters to the nation's development efforts. He said that the road project, funded entirely by the government itself, meets the Asian standard for roadway construction. An agreement was signed with the Indo-Sagun JV on the 12th of October in 2020 for the construction of the road from Pulchok of Narayangarh to Gongdrang of Bharatpur. The road was constructed at the cost of 1.13 billion rupees. Prime Minister Woolley, in his previous term, had laid the foundation stone for the road upgradation on the 30th of January in 2021. Prime Minister was also of the view that depoliticizing the development agenda, insisting on integrity and collective efforts in the implementation of development efforts. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says there is no truth in the rumours of change in government formed on the partnership between the two political parties. Inaugurating the administrative building of East Hakamana rural municipality of Chitwan today, Prime Minister Oli urged the local leadership to focus on rapid development works, keeping good governance. The National Examination Board, SANOTIMI, has stated that the Grade 12 examinations will be conducted as scheduled after rumours spread that the 12th grade exams were postponed. The board, in a press release today, clarified that the exams have not been postponed. The board also informed that there is no truth in the propaganda that has been spread to create confusion among students and parents. The board has also requested all stakeholders to follow its authentic information through its website. The 12th grade exams have been scheduled from the 24th of April. A report on Pokhara International Airport prepared by the Parliamentary Subcommittee has submitted its report to the Public Account Committee. The subcommittee, coordinated by lawmaker Rajendra Lingden, carried out a thorough investigation on construction process of Pokhara International Airport and submitted the report. The sub-panel had conducted the study and monitoring of the airport in response to the questions raised from the multiple sectors over the irregularities in construction process. The Pokhara International Airport was constructed at the cost of 22 billion rupees with the loan of Exim Bank of China. The undertaking was over on the 29th of December in 2022. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has said that the anti-constitutional activities are not acceptable. Inaugurating the Gandaki province-level security seminar in Pokhara today, Home Minister Lekhak said that the anti-constitutional activities and instability in the name of former monarchies or any other name would not be forgiven in any condition. Minister Lekhak also said that anyone should be ready to defend the present constitution obtained through long struggle and sacrifice. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Balaram Adhikari has said that the problems of landless citizens, including the freed Kamayas, Haliyas and Harawa Sarawa, would be addressed through the Land Problem Resolution Commission. Discussions were held with the delegation of the National Agriculture Bonded Labourers Struggle Committee held at the ministry in Singhadarbar today, stating that the government had declared the 2076 Vikram Samvat that the problem of landless people had already been resolved and it was challenging to solve the remaining problems through other means. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Be this good. चिंता की न कर रे नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लीडे जहां भए पनि पाउनु होस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुस् डेटा चलाउनुस् संसार भरि सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारू करना *14*15 *7# गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Diamond Jubilee celebration of ex-successful ex-hunter Mount Kanchenjunga has begun in Tablejung district. The celebration has been organized on the occasion of the 70th anniversary of the first ascent of Mount Kanchenjunga, the world's third and Nepal's second highest peak. The Kanchenjunga Conservation Area Management Council organized the event for 3 days from today. According to the Council Office Secretary Man Kumar Limbu, 6 Kanchenjunga climbers from the district will be honored at the event. British climber Joe Brown and George Band were the first to reach atop the world's second highest peak in 1955. Journalist Usha Lohani and Dr. Harikala Adhikari have been conferred with the Sancharika Leading Honor 2018. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung today handed over the award to both of them on the occasion of the 9th General Convention of Sancharika Samuha Nepal, the Forum of Women Journalists and Communicators. Similarly, journalist Thanu Vishwakarma has been honored with the Sancharika Equality Award. Likewise, Sancharika Samuha has presented the late Uma Singh Journalism Award to journalist Sapana Kumari Karna. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. airstrikes on a key oil terminal on Yemen's Red Sea coast controlled by Hamas. Houthi Raada movement have killed at least 58 people and wounded 126 others, Houthi-run media say. The BBC cited the U.S. military as saying that it had destroyed Ras Isa to eliminate the source of fuel for the Iran-backed Houthi terrorists and deprive them of illegal revenue. The Houthi-led government that runs northwest Yemen said that the terminal was a civilian facility and that attack constituted a full-fledged war crime. It was of the deadliest incident since U.S. President Donald Trump ordered U.S. forces to intensify their bombing campaign last month in response to Houthi attack on Red Sea shipping and Israel linked to the Gaza war. U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio has warned that the U.S. will abandon trying to broker a Russia-Ukraine peace deal within days, unless there are clear signs a truce can be reached, the BBC says. Following a meeting with European leaders in Paris about a potential ceasefire on Thursday, Rubio told reporters on Friday that it was clear that a peace deal would be difficult to strike, but there needed to be signs it could be done soon. Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022 and has placed a number of conditions on any potential ceasefire, despite the Trump administration's initial confidence that it could secure a deal quickly. Attempts to reach a full ceasefire have yet to materialize, with Washington blaming both sides. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. Light rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places of the hill region of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma will inaugurate 6-lane Pulso Gundrang Road in Bharatpur of Chitwan. Head of Government calls for common understanding on development issues. National Examination Board dismisses rumours of Grade 12 exam postponement. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhag warns of stringent action against anyone involved in anti-constitutional activities. and US strikes an oil terminal on Yemen's Red Sea coast controlled by Houthi kill at least 58 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website at www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.